Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A rail strike is averted. The Senate's passed legislation forcing unions to accept a previous deal. The president had said he would sign the bill as soon as it reaches his desk. President Biden says he'll be willing to speak with Russia's president about ending the war in Ukraine.
If, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war, he hasn't done that yet. If that's the case, in consultation with my French and my NATO friends, I'll be happy to sit down with Putin to see what he wants, has in mind.
The comments came as the Bidens hosted the president of France and his wife to a formal state dinner at the White House. It was a star-studded event with some 300 guests. A federal appeals court ended an independent review of documents seized from former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. That means with the elimination of a special master, the criminal investigation can go forward into the handling of government documents. The U.S. Supreme Court will rule on the president's student loan cancellation plan. Our Ed Donahue has details.
It means the debt forgiveness program is on hold for now, with a final answer by early summer, about 2 months before the newly extended pause on loan repayments is set to expire. The plan promises $10,000 in federal student debt forgiveness to people with incomes of less than $125,000.
The nation's first trial over a ban on gender-confirming care for children has ended. The Arkansas case is now in the hands of a federal judge who had temporarily blocked the law last year. Arkansas wrapped up its case with testimony from a pediatric endocrinologist who's opposed to providing that type of treatment to transgender children. This is AP News. Some Democratic star power in Georgia trying to keep a crucial Senate seat in the party's hands.
In Atlanta,
I'm back!
Former President Barack Obama rallying voters for someone he calls a friend.
And your outstanding senator, Raphael Warnock.
Friday is the last day of early in-person voting in the Senate runoff between Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Voters have already cast more than 1.4 million ballots amid an all-hands-on-deck push by Democrats, while Republicans, especially Walker, have taken a less aggressive approach. Senate control is not in play. Democrats have already secured 50 Senate seats and have Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. I'm Ben Thomas.
Believe it or not, an iconic part of the Atlantic City boardwalk is closing. The Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum closes December 31st. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The rapper Ye has been kicked off of Twitter. In a rambling interview with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones on Thursday, the rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, talked about his recent meeting with Donald Trump, made anti-Semitic jokes, and said he saw good things about Hitler. His Twitter account was suspended after posting a picture of a swastika merged with a Star of David. The platform's new owner, Elon Musk, tweeted that the rapper had again violated our rule against incitement to violence. Ye posted an unflattering picture of Musk in what he called his final tweet. Meanwhile, Parler announced that the rapper is no longer buying the conservative social media site. Back in October, they'd said the acquisition would be completed near the end of this year. Parler was launched in August of 2018. It surged in popularity when followers of Donald Trump migrated to the site. It had to be relaunched after it was kicked off of Google, Apple, and Amazon web servers in January of 2021 over its ties to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. I'm Jennifer King.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Buffalo is back in front in the AFC East. The Bills ran their record to 9-3 by winning at New England 24-10. Josh Allen completed 22 of 33 passes for 223 yards and two touchdowns.
Our guys did a good job of holding on to the football and making some good cuts, making some good runs, and moving the chains when we could.
Buffalo is up by one half game on 8-3 Miami, while the Patriots are now 6-6. College football, the field for the national championship will soon expand in a big way. That's because the playoffs, now involving four teams, will include 12 as of 2024. Pro basketball in Thursday's only action, Detroit needed overtime to top Dallas 131-125. Dave Ferry has the story.
Killian Hayes scored 8 of his 22 points in overtime as the Pistons got past the Mavericks. The game was tied until Hayes hit back-to-back threes, putting Detroit ahead by 6 with 41.6 seconds remaining.
College basketball in the only game pitting AP top 25 teams, second-ranked Texas defeated number 7 Creighton 72-67. One major upset as Utah, picked to finish 10th in the Pac-12, delivered an 81-66 haymaker to 4th-ranked Arizona. Center Brandon Carlson was team high with 22 points.
I had to come out ready to go, come out play physical. My team did that same thing as well. We were just prepared.
Other ranked winners were UConn, Kansas, and UCLA. Hockey, Nashville tied the game with 9 seconds left in regulation. Then the Predators beat New Jersey 4-3 when Ryan Johansson scored 33 seconds into overtime.
So huge to get us into OT and then leaving here with two. That's, you know, a couple big plays and great result.
These days, defeats are rare for the Devils. This was only their second loss in 18 games. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
The Senate has moved fast to head off a potentially catastrophic rail strike. The Senate passed a bill binding rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement reached in September. Some unions involved then rejected the deal, leading to a potential strike next week, which the Biden administration and business leaders warned could lead to massive job losses and pain around the holidays. The House voted yesterday to impose the agreement, and the bill now goes to President Biden, who hours earlier defended the settlement.
I negotiated a contract no one else could negotiate.
With pay raises, but not more paid leave. The president says he'll keep pushing to get that for rail workers and every other worker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As he hosts his administration's first state visit, President Biden is acknowledging French concerns over his signature climate change law. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Amid the pomp of French President Emmanuel Macron's White House visit, differences over trade shadow the occasion. Macron and other European leaders say incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act favor American-made climate technology. And while he applauds U.S. efforts to fight climate change, the subsidies would hurt European companies.
We want to succeed together, not one against the other.
At a joint news conference, President Biden said he makes no apologies for a law he wrote, but there are glitches.
There's tweaks that we can make.
Macron says the nations will resynchronize their clean energy efforts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court is blocking, for now, President Biden's program to cancel student loan debt. The justices agreed to take up the case in the late winter. It means a decision will likely come in June, about 2 months before the newly extended pause on loan repayments is set to expire. Lava from the erupting Mauna Loa volcano is approaching a main highway linking the east and west coast of Hawaii's Big Island. Ken Hahn with the Hawaii Volcano Observatory says it could reach the road in about a week.
The flatter the ground, the less direction that lava has in terms of flowing. And it's really apparent at this point that lava is no longer behaving like water would.
An inflation gauge tracked by the Federal Reserve, consumer spending, slowed to a still high 6%. It means the Fed will likely keep raising interest rates. Two children were among 5 people found dead at a suburban Chicago home following a police are calling a domestic-related incident. Authorities would not discuss who they believe is responsible. The nation's new 988 hotline, intended to help anyone experiencing a mental health emergency, has been out of service. This is AP News. U.S. broadcaster The Voice of America says the Taliban has banned its FM broadcast in Afghanistan.
The VOA said the Taliban had also banned Radio Free Europe, also known as Radio Liberty, from broadcasting in Afghanistan. Both VOA and Radio Liberty are funded by the U.S. government, although they claim editorial independence. The Taliban said the radio services repeatedly contravened their new press laws. The Taliban took over Afghanistan in August 2021, as America and NATO were in the final weeks of their pullout from the country after 20 years of war. I'm Karen Chamas.
A 72-year-old woman in Germany has been arrested after she allegedly switched off a hospital roommate's ventilator twice because she was annoyed by the sound it made. Authorities say the older patient had to be revived, and while her life is not in danger, still requires intensive care. The suspect is charged with attempted manslaughter. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Prince William's godmother has been embroiled in a racism row at a time when the Prince of Wales is on an official visit to the US with his wife Catherine. Lady Susan Hussey resigned as a member of the royal household after she made offensive comments to a black advocate for survivors of domestic abuse at an event at Buckingham Palace. Witness Mandu Reid recalls the incident.
And there was question after question about where she was really from, where her people came from, what her nationality was. And Gozi said, I'm British, I was born in the UK, but that wasn't enough for this person.
Prince William's office quickly responded by saying racism has no place in our society, as he sought to prevent the backlash during his visit to Boston. The latest incident took place at a reception hosted by Camilla, the Queen Consort, for women working to fight domestic violence. The episode is a reminder of last year's comments by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, in an interview with Oprah Winfrey. Meghan alleged that a member of the royal family inquired about the colour of her baby's skin when she was pregnant with her first child. Karen Chamas, London.
Squid Game actor Oh Young-soo will face trial on charges of indecent assault in South Korea. I'm Archie Zaraleta with the latest. Prosecutors in the South Korean city of Seongnam say 78-year-old Oh Young-soo was indicted on charges of making unwanted physical contact with a woman in 2017. Details of the case were not given. The trial will begin in February. South Korean cable channel JTBC reports Oh denied wrongdoing, saying he had held the woman's hands to show her the way as they walked around a lake. JTBC says Oh apologized to the woman because she allegedly told him she would not raise an issue about the incident if he did.
New York's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is all aglow after a star-studded concert and lighting ceremony. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in Midtown Manhattan. Yeah! NBC broadcast the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony Wednesday night, an event that featured hosts from the Today Show and artists including Katherine McPhee, Alicia Keys, Blake Shelton, and Gwen Stefani. The tradition of the tree started with one put up by construction workers building the center in 1931. This year's 82-foot Norway spruce from Queensbury, New York, was decorated with 50,000 multicolored LED lights and a crystal star weighing 900 pounds. Audio courtesy NBC. Absent from the ceremony was 68-year-old Today Show weatherman Al Roker, who has been battling health issues and reportedly returned to the hospital after missing his first Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in 27 years. I'm Jennifer King.
Fly fishing is one of Hallie Strebe's earliest memories.
My dad would help me pull back, so you'd hook the fish and then you reel it in.
Strebe is executive director of the Coalition for the Poudre River Watershed. Since the big fires, it hasn't been the same.
We end up seeing these really large pulses of sediment and ash that go directly into the river.
And the wildfire impact is hard to miss.
Every time it rains, this river will turn, the water will turn black.
Water is filtered before it reaches homes, but pollutants still affect wildlife and river ecosystems.
I want this river and this watershed to be maintained and healthy into the future. And so, you know, the next generation of kids can have the same experiences that I did.
And as the planet warms, it could mean longer, more active fire seasons. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.